One thing that we live with every day, like it or not, is fear. Fear is something that few of us have trained ourselves to live without. It wakes us up in the morning and it goes to bed with us at night. Of the many things that scare us, physical violence, death, being separated from people we love, losing control, failure, rejection, losing our job, looking bad or making a mistake, few are even really real. There are actually two kinds of fear, as far as I know. The authentic, real, and useful fear that we experience when we're afraid of something that can actually harm us, and the other kind, the inauthentic, fraudulent kind, otherwise known as the counterfeit kind of fear. What are we so afraid of? And is the thing that we're really so afraid of really even real? When I was 6 years old and in Mrs. Feldman's first grade class, I decided one day at recess to muster up the courage to conquer the monkey bar in the middle of the playground. Even though it loomed over me like Mount Everest, and even though it was huge and definitely scraping the sky, I knew that to climb it successfully and return to Earth to tell about it was definitely a rite of passage at my school. So I took a deep breath, and up I went, one step at a time, one hand on top of the other, until I reached the top. When I grabbed the pole that was there so that you could slide back down to Earth, I could not move. There I was, higher than I'd ever been in my whole life, and now I was just stuck. I closed my eyes and I prayed for God to send me a rescue team. The recess bell rang, which left me there, stranded at the top of Mount Everest, with the entire first grade looking at me confused. The fact that I could not open my eyes and the fact that I would not come down and get in line to go back inside just did not make sense. But it made sense to me. I was afraid. God answered my prayer for a rescue team by sending over Mrs. Feldman with one of the janitors, and they pried my fingers loose and brought me back down to Earth. When I was 7 years old, I was late one day getting back to school after going home for lunch. It was a chilly, rainy spring day, and the sidewalks were empty. All the other kids had made it back to school already. Suddenly, I looked down, and there in front of me on the rainy sidewalk next to a wad of pink bubblegum was the worm. There it was, right there in the middle of the sidewalk, right in the middle of my path, in the middle of my day, in the middle of my life. I had been dreading this moment for a very long time, the moment when I would come face to face with the worm. I just stood there, in the middle of the sidewalk, and with no one to help me escape, no one to hold my hand and guide me to safety. Why me? Why now? Not today. I have reading buddy this afternoon. I stood in that exact spot all afternoon. I just stayed there. I stood there, and I stared there at the worm for the entire afternoon. It does not make sense that a dead worm could paralyze a human being for an entire afternoon. But that day, it made sense to me. I was afraid. Somewhere around after school, and I can't take this anymore, the other kids started heading home, heading toward me and the worm. Finally, I was able to join the pack and be safe in the crowd once again, free from the scary grip that the worm had had on me all afternoon. Then there's the boogeyman. Now, he's someone that we were all afraid of when we were kids. Remember how you would cautiously enter a dark room? Remember how you wouldn't dare look under your bed? Remember how much you would dread winding up wide awake in the middle of the night because your mind would undoubtedly settle on thoughts of the boogeyman and what he could do to you? You've got to be careful, and you better be afraid. He's lurking in dark corners, he's poised and ready to pounce, and just when you least expect it, the boogeyman will get you, so you better watch out. Remember? Only that never ever happened when we were kids. That old boogeyman never did come out from under the bed. He never did get us, and now we know he never will. And as crazy as it may now seem, it made sense to us back then, because back then we were scared to death. What were we so afraid of? And was the thing that we were really so afraid of really even real? So much of what we're afraid of when we were kids was not real, and now we know it, but try telling that to a six-year-old. As adults, we gain a new perspective, the kind that can put a boogeyman right in his place. At 7 years old, having to confront that worm on that rainy day was the scariest thing imaginable. That worm held me hostage. It seems kind of funny now, but back then, in second grade, I was not laughing. The worm had a nasty, mean grip on me for an entire afternoon, and I missed out. I missed out on reading buddy, my favorite thing. And just like the boogeyman that I was so convinced would one day emerge out from under the bed, the worm never did get me. I was a victim of a counterfeit fear, emotional, irrational, illogical fear. And you? Isn't it possible that your fears as an adult are silly fears and have just grown up and changed form? Could it be that your boogeyman is out of the closet, out from under the bed, but still haunting you where you live? Are you still running scared, scared that you don't have what it takes, that you won't overcome the challenges that you face? Who do you think you are, and what makes you think that you can cut it? It is entirely possible that what you fear today is as illogical as the boogeyman, the monkey bars, and the worm. In fact, most of your present fears could be classified as delusions or distorted ways of thinking and relating to a world that you've created for yourself. Maybe it's just time to grow up and change your perspective. Imagine, what could it mean to you to be able to recognize your counterfeit fears? What would be possible for you if you could finally begin to be the boss of your own thoughts and be in charge of your own mind? What if you could begin to experience life with an entirely new kind of freedom? What are we so afraid of? And is the thing that we are really so afraid of really even real? Is there something that has you at a standstill, stuck and scared and missing out? How long are you willing to remain in that same old tired spot, locked in a standoff, just you and your fear? Today, when the thing that you've always been dreading, the thing you've been scared to confront, finally crosses your path in the middle of your day, in the middle of your life, don't wait to be rescued or follow the crowd. Don't miss out because you're scared silly. The worm is already under your feet. Just remind yourself who's boss. Today, learn to recognize the boogeyman running around in your head and tell him to shut up and get lost. Let him know what time it is and remind yourself that he's not real and you're not seven. Transform your perspective and realize who you are. Today, as you climb your way to higher ground, open up your eyes and enjoy the view. People fear what they don't understand. The child will close his eyes when he sees something he fears. As he grows older, he simply learns to keep his eyes open and closes his mind instead. Today, change your perspective and open up your mind again. Realize that your fears aren't real and you're the real deal. Consider that whatever it is that you're afraid of is a figment of your imagination, a fantasy that you've been romancing too long. Today, consider that the thing that you fear most is no more a threat to you than a dead worm on a rainy sidewalk. You don't need to be rescued. Just kick the worm to the curb. You're a grown-up now, and you can't be fooled. Today, you can spot a counterfeit from a mile away, and today, it's time to put the boogeyman out of your house.